You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. California's senior population is growing. The state's elders make up about 12% of the population, roughly 4 million people now, and their numbers will double by the year 2030. While social service programs support many, studies show that a lot of immigrant seniors don't get the care they need and qualify for. There are language barriers, cultural barriers, and one of the Bay Area's most ethnically diverse cities is doing something about it. Fremont has pioneered a program that directs help to seniors from inside their own communities. In part two of our series on aging and social connections, KALW's Jen Chien reports.
The main prayer hall at Gurdwara Sahib Fremont, or the Fremont Sikh Temple, is a cavernous room. A beautiful marble center aisle leads to an altar which contains the holy book, or Guru Granth Sahib. This is one of the biggest gurdwaras in the Bay Area. Every Sunday, around 3,000 people come to worship, eat, and find fellowship. Outside the hall, it's bustling. Kids laugh and play, friends and family chat as they stand in line for free vegetarian food, cars stream through the parking lot. And right in front of the main building, at a folding table covered with flyers, Jagmeet Kaur and Davinder Kaur are fielding some questions in Punjabi.
So, now he's working, so he can go through covered California or keep the health care?
Age 61. So you can go through Cover California depending on what his income is.
The gentleman they're speaking with is a recent immigrant from India and doesn't know what government benefits he and his wife are eligible for.
We can help them with food stamps. Depends on his immigration status.
Asylum?
Approved asylum? Approved? Okay, so they can't yet.
Jagmeet and Davinder are volunteers with Community Ambassadors for Seniors, or CAPS, a city initiative to get seniors more access to services like health care and food assistance. The idea is to serve as a bridge between formal social services and faith-based and cultural communities. This is a big deal in Fremont, where 40 years of major demographic shifts have forced the city to reevaluate how it does things. In 1970, the city was nearly all white. But these days, there's no ethnic majority. Almost half of the population is foreign-born, and nearly 60% of households speak a language other than English.
So that's where the Gurdwara plays a great role.
Kashmir Singh is also a CAPS ambassador at the Fremont Gurdwara.
The seniors who cannot actually go at certain places to get help because of ride or language, they can come here. And comfortably, you know, they can talk to people with their own language and they feel confident to talking to their own community member.
The city developed CAPS from the bottom up with cultural and religious organizations as partners. CAPS ambassadors, regular people, not social workers, go through a 40-hour training that covers a broad range of services and resources, both government and non. But having the right information is only the first step. The critical second step is getting that information to the people who need it, which means enlisting their neighbors. CAPS ambassador Cordelia Shea and her client, Mrs. Jin, aren't literally neighbors, but they do cross paths. Shea's church is just down the street from Jin's subsidized senior apartment complex in Fremont.
My church is considering English classes.
Oh yeah, if your church is going to do that, I would definitely do that. It's so close.
The two are meeting in a common room at the apartment complex to discuss getting Jin, who's 64, enrolled in healthcare through the Affordable Care Act. Jin moved to the U.S. from Shanghai in 2008, but never got health insurance. She says she's relieved to know she's eligible now, since for years she's been living with constant anxiety about her health.
Frankly, I'm not ashamed to tell you, I'm always worried, always being careful, because I can't afford to get sick. I say to myself, I'm going to try my best not to be sick. and that's all I can do.
CAPS Ambassador Shay is also trying to get Mrs. Jin enrolled in CalFresh, or the food stamp program, through a phone interview. Jin has taken English classes before. She's already passed her citizenship test, but she still doesn't feel fully confident, especially about making phone calls. So Shay pulls out her cell and puts it on speakerphone.
Thank you for calling the Alameda County Community Food Bank. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time.
Hi, my name is Cordelia. I am a community ambassador associate with the City of Fremont.
Shay has been working with Mrs. Jin for about a year now, helping to explain senior housing applications and arranging health insurance for her husband, who has complications following a stroke. But the advice and help flow both ways, as Jin presses Shay to drink the bottle of water she's brought for her.
Hush, Shay, drink more water. It's good for you, good for your skin. I drink a lot of water at home.
I think what's really gotten me very excited is how the community can be the solution and how we often don't phrase social services in that way.
Karen Grimsich is administrator for Aging and Family Services for the City of Fremont, which oversees CAPS.
There's the formal system of medical care, the hospitals, but it's really that informal system, the neighbors, the who you connect with, who you go to.
Grimsich says CAPS is purposely non-bureaucratic. The point is to take it down to a person-to-person level, building on relationships or connections that already exist.
Just being there. It's like creating communities like they used to be 200 years ago. You know, you didn't get on your phone, you didn't get in, you know, on your, you would just talk to your neighbors.
The CAPS program now has over 60 active ambassadors, with more joining every year. After the initial training, ambassadors continue to meet periodically. They learn about new resources, share problems and support, and also get to know each other better. And in connecting the ambassadors on a personal level, CAPS has created bridges across ethnic communities as well.
Doing things. So they do health fairs, and sometimes they'd have the Filipino community would invite the Chinese community to help with their health fair. And there'd be this honoring of different ways of supporting their elders. And I mean, isn't that the wish we have in our world, is that there's respect and understanding and room for all different people and cultures?
By creating and nurturing these personal care relationships, the CAPS program is making that wish a reality. In Fremont, I'm Jin Chien for Cross Currents.
That story was produced through a fellowship from New America Media and the Gerontological Society of America, supported by AARP.
मेरी हर विपत्ति जान करो सुभाई